I hope everyone is having a meaningful Tisha B'Av. So as you know, we're limited in terms of what we can learn today. So I want to just learn a piece of Eicha Rabbah. So Eicha Rabbah is one of the earliest midrashim that we have. The majority of the midrash is actually not a commentary on Eicha, which is the Prakim 1 through 5. But before that, you actually have the Petichtot, which are introductory comments. And that is the majority, or at least a good percentage, of the book. So if you, and there's a new translation now on Svaria. So if you want to learn today, you can go online and read through some of that, and you have translation available. So if you look in Petichtot Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak Patach, Tachar Asher Lo Avata Adonai Elecha B'Simcha V'Tov Leivav Mirav Kol V'Avato Yoivecha V'Gomer. Ilu Zechitem Hiyetem Korim B'Torah Tviyemo V'Sitaemo B'Har Nachalatcha V'Achshav Shelo Zechitem Hareyetem Korim Tavo Chol Ra'atam Lefanecha. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, because you did not serve God, he quotes the pasuk from the curses from the Tochacha, in Dvarim, that since you didn't serve God happily when you had everything, so now you'll serve your enemies. And then he uses that as the jumping off point, and he goes through each letter of the alphabet. And Eicha, as we know, the first four prakim at least follow an acrostic, an alphabetical acrostic. And what he does is for each letter going backwards from Taf to Aleph, he highlights a curse, and a blessing, a curse or a dirge or a tragedy encapsulated by one of the psukim in Eicha. And then he finds a bracha, and he says, if you had merited, so then, in the case of Taf, I would have brought you to Har Nachlatcha, to the mountain of your inheritance, right, taking the psukim from the Shirat HaYam. But you didn't merit, so now Tavo Kol Ra'atam Lefanecha, all the evil will befall you. And he goes through all of this, ending with Aleph, where he says, Ilu Zachitem, if you had merited, so then the Aleph would stand for Eicha Selef Adi, the pasuk from that we read yesterday, where Moshe says, you were so numerous that I could not handle judging you all by myself, so I needed to appoint multiple leaders. And instead, you are all alone, Eicha Yeshvav Adad, and that is the Aleph instead. So the question really is, what is the purpose of this midrash? So very nice, or not nice, it can list 22 psukim that talk about klalot, it have 22 psukim that mention brachot, and they're in some sense parallel. So what exactly is the message of the midrash? So if you happen to have the art scroll, Midrash Rabbah, so it's, they have a collection of insight. So the Dubna Magid suggests one interpretation, which is that the Midrash here is not just showing parallels, but rather it's highlighting the fact that everything that happens to the Jewish people is a function of Hashkacha, of God's intervention. And therefore, the point is that when things were good, so God would miraculously bring you into Eretz Israel, invoking Shirat Hayam. And when they're bad, they're miraculously bad. And therefore, the point of the Midrash is to tell us not just that good things happen when we're good and bad things happen when we're bad, but that both when we're being rewarded and punished, at least nationally, God's hand is evident, and it's clear that this isn't just random, but that God is involved. And therefore, what it's showing is that, look, you are such an amazing nation, and your relationship is so close to God that God is always involved in what happens to you, good or bad, and therefore you should see God's hand in both. And that's the point of the parallel. Rabbi Avram Price, in his drashot, suggests something else. And he notes that before you have the listing of Taf, Shin, Shin, Resh, Resh, it quotes a single pasuk. Tachar asher lo avata Hashem Elokecha v'simcha v'tov leivav mirov kol. That because you didn't serve God when things were good, when you had everything. And the key word, he argues there, is tachat. Tachat means, it means instead, but it literally means beneath. And what he argues is that the key to the Midrash is to understand that theologically, from God's perspective, every possibility is open. God knows what can happen, everything that could possibly happen. And what the Midrash is focusing on is tachat, that you built into every moment there's potential. Depending on how you use it, it could be for good, it could be for ill. So to take an example that I think really captures what he's trying to get at, though he doesn't bring this precise one, is the letter Tzadi. So the Midrash says that Ilu Zachitem, if you had merited, so Tzadi would stand for Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdo, if you would pursue justice, the way you judge, the way you treated other people. But now that you didn't, so Tzadi stands for Tzadik Hashem Kipiu Mariti. Kifu Mariti, that God is righteous because he punishes me justly, for I've rebelled against him. Now, both letters Tzadi show the potential of man to recognize what's right, what's just in the world. If you recognize what's right and just and you act upon it, so then Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, things will be great because you'll be pursuing justice. But if you don't, you'll be forced to use that ability to see what is right in the world and acknowledge the justice of God's punishment for the fact that you failed him. And I think what the Midrash is getting at is not just that there are brachot and klalot, but that the exact same potential that we have can be used or misused. And the tragedy of misusing it is not just that we sin and therefore we're punished, but that inherent in every sin is also a failure to use those kochot for something positive. The Gra is a piece where the Mishnah says that no atid li, that no, you have to know dalif nemi atid litain din vecheshbon. No, it doesn't just say who you'll be judged, but din vecheshbon. What's the difference between din vecheshbon? So din is judgment for what you did. The cheshbon, the calculus, is that every time you do something wrong, you also fail to do something right, right? So it's not like the alternative was neutral, right? Every time you take energy and invest it in sinning, you could have taken those same energies, that same passion, and used it for something right. And therefore, there's a double tragedy. You did something wrong, and at the same time, you lost the opportunity to do something right. And I think that's what the Midrash is getting at, that the tragedy of this acrostic, that this acrostic highlights, is that not only did you sin, but every letter represents a koach, a strength, a power, an energy that you had that you could have used for good. And then you corrupted that very strength, and therefore you're sinned and punished. And the tragedy is that you sinned, you were punished, and you lost the opportunity to use that same strength for something amazing and something good. So instead of tzedek, tzedek, tzedof, of using the ability to know what's right and pursue it, you are now forced to use that same ability to know what's just and what's right and say, Tzadik Hashem Kifu Mariti, acknowledge God's justice in punishing with you. And how tragic is it that that same power that you have to use to reflect on your sin? And I think that's really the tragedy of the Midrash, that the Midrash is highlighting, is not just the tragedy of sin, not just the tragedy of punishment, but the tragedy of lost potential.